In Chicago, friends and family of two people shot and killed by police over the weekend are demanding reform and answers. Officers were responding to a domestic disturbance at a home on Chicago's West Side on Saturday when they shot 19-year-old Quintonio LeGrier and 55-year-old Betty Jones. LeGrier reportedly struggled with mental health issues, and his mother, Janet Cooksey, spoke yesterday.
What happened to tasers? 7 times my son was shot. And one in the buttocks. That showed that he was turning away. He was turning away. This needs to stop.
The shootings come as the Justice Department has launched an investigation into the Chicago police. Linda Lutton is a reporter at WBEZ in Chicago. And Linda, first of all, give us a sense of what we know so far about these shootings.
Well, there's a lot we still don't know, but we do know police were called to Quintonio LeGrier's house on a domestic disturbance call. Police radio dispatch from that night suggests Quintonio might have had a baseball bat and was threatening his dad. Quintonio was a very good student. He went to one of Chicago's top high schools, at Teston High School. Was an honors student, his mom said, all the way through grammar school and high school. Now he's an engineering student at one of our universities here. Beyond that, I mean, we know police arrived, and shortly after they did, shots were fired. Quintonio LeGrier was killed, and so was Betty Jones. She was Quintonio's downstairs neighbor. Police have said her shooting was a tragic mistake. This is in the wee hours of Saturday, the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm seeing reports that attorney Sam Adams, speaking on behalf of Betty Jones's family, he's been wondering, why is it that a woman who, according to him, who was answering the door, got shot in the chest? I mean, that just seems to be one of the many unanswered questions so far. I mean, how are people in Chicago reacting to what has happened?
Well, I was there outside the home yesterday, and I would say, you know, the fundamental question people are asking, the thing that's being raised by everyone, is why, when police come into low-income African-American neighborhoods, why are they so quick to shoot? It's one of the questions that was raised, you know, that have been raised around the country in police killings, and it's certainly being raised here again with these two shooting cases.
Mm. Now, Linda, as you mentioned, it seems as if there are two questions front and center right now. The first, as you spoke about, people are wondering why it seems Chicago police are so quick to resort to shooting tactics in situations like this. The second one, I mean, Mayor Rahm Emanuel himself mentioned in a statement when he called for a review of crisis intervention team training for Chicago police around how officers respond to mental health calls. Do we know more about what kind of training is the mayor suggesting, or what kind of review he's calling for?
He hasn't been specific about what type of training the police department should move toward, but it was part of the mayor's reaction to these shootings. He has directed the director of our police review board and our interim police superintendent to meet with each other as soon as possible to review what's called crisis intervention team training and to make recommendations to improve that training.
Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up here, Linda, I did want to ask you one last thing about Mayor Emanuel himself, because in that very emotional press conference that the family members gave yesterday, I noticed that they themselves were wearing T-shirts, black T-shirts, with the big letters, "Rahm failed us," on them. I mean, Rahm Emanuel has been very, very criticized. He's been embattled over Chicago police and his relationship with them and what's happening in the city. I mean, how much more can his time in the corner office in Chicago endure?
Well, since the video of Laquan McDonald being shot by a white police officer was released last month, you know, right before Thanksgiving, there have been constant protests in Chicago, some of them very large. And now these are the first fatal police shootings we've seen since that video was released. This is clearly the most difficult time for Mayor Emanuel in office, and protesters and activists here have been very clear in demanding his resignation. It's the principal call they've made on the streets. So we'll see what happens.
Linda Lutton is a reporter at WBEZ in Chicago. Linda, thanks so much.
Thank you.